Ask Alex here on the Joe and Alex Show. And if you just missed it, we talked to Melissa.
I'm having a parenting disagreement with my husband right now. We have a 17-year-old son. We're talking about prom coming up, and he revealed to us that he wants to have sex with his girlfriend for the first time on prom night. I'm not naive. I know that, you know, most teens are having sex. They're doing this kind of stuff, and I'm glad that he came to me so we can prepare him. But my husband, he suggested my son, after prom, to come back with his girlfriend and have sex under our roof.
And that's awkward just to talk about. But then she's like, I just think, you know, if you're going to be doing that, she doesn't really want her kid to be having sex. But if they're going to, he should just do it on his own. And I didn't get to ask her, I'm like, what, go to a hotel or something? Like,
well, she kind of said that. She suggested that, you know, she said that she told her husband that. Like, what is he supposed to do then? Go, you know, maybe go finance his own means to go get a hotel room.
Or get somebody to get the hotel for him because he's just in high school.
So basically, you know, the question is, who's right? If you know your kid is going to have sex no matter what, then do you just have to say, you know what, fine, just close your door, I don't want to hear it? Or do you say, absolutely not, you're not doing it under our roof? Wesley tweeted us at Joan Alex Show, that's weird. That's some white people-ish. Sarah said, why don't mom and dad go out for the night and give their son the house? Have a date night and kids get privacy and are safe. Good luck. See, that's what, like, I feel like Melissa and I both, because I'm on Melissa's side. I think Joe kind of is like, you're with the dad, right?
Here's my thing. If I was a parent, I don't think, I'm almost 100% positive, I would not let my son have sex in the house. But at the same time, though, too, it's like, I might buy him condoms because kids are going to do what they're going to do.
Well,
and hopefully you instill values in them.
She's fine with making sure he has protection. But like, as a parent, the right thing to do is to get up and leave your own home so that your kid is the house to themselves so they can have sex.
I feel like I'd be the parent one day that I would cave and I'd have the party so my kid wouldn't drink and drive and everybody would be there, even though I'd like lose my career. I would do that.
But I wouldn't do that.
But I'm just saying, like, I want my kid to be safe if they're going to do something.
There were parents that friends of mine in high school that would do that. They would let us go over there and drink. They would take us to go get alcohol at 3 a.m. Like whatever we wanted.
I wouldn't go buy it for you.
Oh, they did it all. They would lie to our parents.
Yeah, you gotta buy your own. I'm not getting involved with that.
Yeah, they would lie to our parents and tell them like, oh yeah, we're all just having a movie night, whatever. Somebody's parent asked. Like, they were like crazy. And one of them, a kid left. She was supposed to collect all the keys. Forgot one kid's keys. He tried to drive home. Got pulled over for a DUI, and that parent went to jail from my high school in Southern Indiana. So it's a slippery slope. And like, plus, who knows what the girl's parents would think? Jordan says at Joan Alex Show, maybe dad could get them a hotel. Weird to know it's happening while you're home. Kudos to an open, honest relationship with the kids, though.
I wonder if they're even like old enough, if there's an age like when you can actually have sex.
They're 17. I'm sure they're past that.
I don't know. It took me like 20-something years to get that to happen. 317-239-1009. James, what do you think about this?
I kind of agree with Alex there, where she's saying that it's too lenient for, you know, a dad to say, oh, yeah, just come home and, you know, do it at the house. That's just way too lenient. If you're not a grown-up, you shouldn't be doing that kind of stuff. You know, it's something for, you know, you guys should be in love and actually know that you guys are going to last before you start doing it. And I mean, if you're having it that young, you just don't believe in anything. You're just out there having fun. Right?
James, I think almost everybody would agree with you, especially a young kid. You shouldn't just be having sex like that. But in the situation where they're probably going to do it anyways, do you think at least the dad has... It's a little weird. I'll give you that, little unorthodox. But do you kind of see where he's coming from? He's like, if you're going to do it, at least do it here.
As a father myself, I would feel very uncomfortable knowing that my daughter is upstairs with her boyfriend, you know, having intercourse in my house. So, I mean, I'd feel very, you know, it'd be inappropriate and very uncomfortable for the whole family.
If you had a son, would it be different? Because you said you have a daughter.
I have a daughter and I have two sons. And
okay.
It'd be very uncomfortable either way.
All right, cool.
What if it was in the basement, though?
What does that matter?
In the basement, I'm above the basement, so I'd still hear it.
All right, James, man, thanks for your call.
All right, thank you.
317-239-1009. Let's talk this morning to Stacy. Hey, good morning, Stacy. Thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
I have a 22-year-old son right now, and we had this discussion when he was 16, 17 years old.
Okay.
And as far as I'm concerned, if you're going to prove to me that you are responsible enough to have sex, then you should be responsible enough to pay for that roof that you're having sex under.
Ooh.
So did he, like, rent the room that he stays in at home that night, or what did he do?
They found their own means. I don't ask questions about that. That was his thing. I didn't ask questions about where they were doing it. I knew they were doing it. I made sure that he was protected. I didn't want to know anything further as long as it wasn't happening under my roof.
Wow.
Interesting. Well, I can tell you what, my parents would have, if I would have even asked this question, I would have been shipped off to military school. If I would have even brought up, hey, can I have sex at home? Like, I can't even, I remember being in fourth grade and telling my mom, like, I have a boyfriend. And I was so shamed for that in fourth grade, like a little elementary school boyfriend, like that I never talked to my mom about boyfriends again.
I feel like at Alex's house too, like the couch has plastic all over it. Like it's just covered. So if you did, you could at least like wipe it down. Or something. 317-239-1009. Lena, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
There is no way in hell I would let my child have sex in my house.
So what are you going to say to them?
I mean, I have a son and a daughter, and they're little, but I mean, honestly, kids are kids, and Joe is right. Like, kids are, they're gonna have sex. It's just what they're doing now, and that's cool and everything, but you're going to figure it out just like all the other kids in generations past had to figure it out and do whatever they had to do. You're not doing it in my house.
Nicole,
that's just weird. Like, I feel like you're promoting them just being promiscuous.
Like, if you had, like, if you had like a camper or an RV, would you let them use that?
No.
Like, what about your car if there was enough room in there? It's like, it's outside.
No. If my kid wants to do it in their car, then they need to get a job, pay for said car, then they can do it in their car that they own. But they're not doing it in anything I'm paying for. It's just not happening.
Okay, so Nicole, speaking of that, Nicole tweeted us at Joan Alex Show, I admire their open relationship. I had that with my parents, but I think every kid should go through backseat awkwardness. That's interesting. She says, like, fine, have sex, do it in your car, but you're not doing it in my house, and then they need to go through that.
So they need to go take an Uber? Because that's where all my backseat awkwardness happens. Just getting it out. Yeah. I never hooked up in a car. I don't think I could fit in any car to do that.
I made out in cars.
I bet you did.
Plural?
Yeah. 3-1. I was the makeout queen. I wasn't having sex, so you better believe I was making out.
Mm-hmm.